Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jirinyo Mehta. Campaigning has ended for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. With this, curtains have come down on the poll campaign for the general elections. 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on Saturday. This includes 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 seat in union territory of Chandigarh. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha polls. Campaigning has also concluded for assembly elections to 42 seats in Odisha, along with by-elections to 6 assembly seats in Himachal Pradesh, which will be held on the same day. Deputy Commissioner Zinhabuto Rahul Bhanudas Molly has said that sale of illegal lottery of games or games like Shillong Tier, Nagaland Arrow, Rajarani being sold in the town are completely illegal and contravenes to the Lottery Regulation Act 1998. The Deputy Commissioner therefore informed that if any person acts as an agent or sell, distributes or purchases the tickets of such lottery, he or she would be punishable with rigorous imprisonment for a term which may extend to 2 years or with fine or with both. He also said such offence will be cognizable and non-bailable. The DC further directed Zinhabuto Chamber of Commerce and Industries to check and inform all the shopkeepers to cease such activities. The Zinhabuto Town Council and head DBs are also directed to inspect the sale of such illegal lotteries by the shopkeepers and submit monthly reports to the Deputy Commissioner Office. World No Tobacco Day is being observed today. Initiated by the World Health Organization, WHO, in 1987, the day aims to create awareness about the health risk associated with tobacco use and advocate efficient policies to decrease tobacco consumption. The theme for this year is protecting children from tobacco industry interference. The theme emphasizes the need to protect future generations and ensure that tobacco consumption continues to reduce. Lotha Students Union, LSU, has warned that students found loitering in uniform during class hours or outside school premises without a valid reason will face strict disciplinary action. The directive was issued to ensure a disciplined, healthy and productive environment for students in Wakha District. The union has also prohibited the shopkeepers in Wakha District from selling tobacco products to students in uniform and within 100 meters of any educational institutions. Shopkeepers found violating the directives will face severe actions from the union, including reports to relevant authorities. The LSU said these measures will come into effect immediately with the aim to combat tobacco use and uphold student community standards. The union further cautioned that non-compliance will result in significant consequences as the union was dedicated to ensuring a safe and favorable environment for education and student well-being. Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, has declared the results of Common Educational Services Examination 2023. NPSC informed that the candidates can access the results from the Commission's notice board and website at www.npsc.nagaland.gov.in. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has announced the onset of southwest monsoon over Kerala and its advancement into most parts of northeast India from yesterday. Monsoon has arrived 2 days ahead of the normal onset date on 1st June. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said the monsoon will cover the remaining parts of South India in the next 2 to 3 days. The flash flood continues to wreak havoc in Manipur. Imphal city has been badly affected by the flood. Most of the roads leading to Imphal town have been submerged. The Raj Bhavan and surrounding areas have also been submerged in the water. The Manipur Police, Army, Assam Rifles, NDRF and SDRF have been pressed into the rescue operations. The state government announced a 2-day holiday for all government offices. The state higher and technical education also ordered the closure of the higher educational institutes till Saturday. And with that, we have come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.